other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, last hour, we had the former director in the 1980s of the CIA's entire analyst group. Dan, one of the chief advisors and professors of the Army War College, saying that there's a terror attack. He expects it'll be the government carrying it out. Are you starting to get it, folks? Are you starting to understand just how serious things really are? The police state is being put in place so the globalists can take everything you've got, your children for a national draft, all these new taxation mechanisms with the national sales tax, as a quote reform on top of national toll roads, the new national ID card law they're on the verge of passing, goes after gun owners and Christians. That's Ron Paul's office, by the way. Folks, it's a Twilight Zone episode. You just walk right in the middle of it. Maybe you didn't know it was going on, but you just walked into an episode of it. Okay, maybe you didn't know it was happening, but it was always there. And you just tuned in for the first time. You better take it serious. You better listen to what we're saying. This is really going on. This is really happening. And when the globalists nuke a city or release a chem or bio, all bets are off. It goes to the next level. The next level of Hades. And that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they're confident. And they don't care if our troops are pinned down and dying and being overused. I mean, nobody puts troops into combat for more than a year. It just doesn't work. They fall apart. 2 years isn't enough. Now they're saying it may be 4 years. Why are they so arrogant? Because they got plans for a draft. The bills are introduced. And when they set a city ablaze in a bright flash, they're going to draft your children, folks. They're going to do medical experiments on them. They're going to use them like toilet paper. And I'm just trying to stop this. I love humanity. I love this country. I love God. And I hate evil. And Christians are being arrested for their political speech all over the country. Tyranny is upon us. People are being arrested for anti-war signs on street corners. The basic canons and pillars and foundation of what America is being demolished, decimated, annihilated, incinerated, terminated. And we've got a bunch of delusional, power-tripping megalomaniacs running things. And, I mean, that's not negative to say that. Again, we don't live inside our own minds. The world isn't dictated by what we think. You know, they sold you on this. Well, if you just feel a way, that's how it is. Well, that defies the laws of gravity, of science, of every action has an equal or greater reaction. It just denies the facts. And so you can sit there as a yuppie denying everything because you've got your little status symbols. You're in the process of being enslaved. You're in the process of being shackled. And all the slick packaging and space-age propaganda can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. All we can do is assess the serious trouble we're in this crash landing, and try to salvage something out of it. We've been put into a global crisis so they can bring in their new world order, so Europe and the UN can look like the bad cop after America has done failing in Iraq and starting a war with Iran and police state here at home. Then the good cop's going to come, and it's going to be even worse. Now, that's how the chips fall. That's what we're facing. Gary and Tim and others will get to your calls, and the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to Redken in Vermont and others as well. I got just a whole stack of vital news and information that, believe me, is vital to the future of this republic. We'll cover it when we return, and we're also scheduled to have somebody on from Ron Paul's office talk about this beefing up of the national ID card legislation that is set to pass the House today, unless there's a miracle. So that's the report for you as of this time on that. More details as we chronicle the criminal activities of the New World Order on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv is just one of my websites.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over 1/3 of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. We've got callers holding for over an hour in some cases. I don't like doing that. So I'm going to blast through 5 calls and get back into the national ID card news. New developments there, big developments, how it affects you and your family, a bunch of other global news. And then we've got an update coming from Ron Paul's office about the national ID card. Right now, out of all these callers, who's been holding the longest? Gary in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was petition in Texas the first hour.
Yes, talking about all over the country, huge toll roads going in on existing roads, and how we're doing petitions here in Austin to recall the mayor. And we're very close to getting that done, and now there's reports in the newspaper of attempted bribery by city officials.
Well, I tell you, it's prompted me to decide to start a petition in my own state here to kind of nip it in the bud before it even starts over here, up in Utah.
Well, it's happening all over the country. It's a federal plan.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it's just people need to start standing up and stopping this. We need more, as you say, people who wake others up as to what's going on. I listen to your show, and it just seems to get worse and worse every day. And it's disheartening. And I don't know.
There is a wild orgy of corruption going on, looting of everything.
It's horrible. It's black as black can be. But I just wanted to thank you because I was listening to that story and I said, you know what, I'm going to do something. I have a computer and I can do something. So,
But all of us can do something. It's all of us doing a little something together and move mountains. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, Tim.
The Gitmo-style torture paper you read earlier?
Well, yes, they're going to have a made-for-TV reality show.
Right, right. I heard that. I wanted to ask you a question about that. Does not that remind you of the old movie Quiet Rage? Do you remember the Stanford Prison experiment?
Yes. Well, I mean, The Running Man.
Oh, yeah, The Running Man, too. Yeah, you're right.
But for those that just joined us, this is the London Guardian. UK lines up Guantanamo-style torture reality show where seven Muslim men are being paid to let them torture them in a Guantanamo-style prison camp. And this is all conditioning, folks. All of these shows, all of this programming. In fact, a few months ago, I did a TV show, 10 minutes of the hour-long program. It's on PersonPlanet.tv. And I know Joe Rogan. He knows about the New World Order. He's contacted me when he comes to Austin. He calls me up. But, I mean, I told Joe, your show, Fear Factor, is conditioning people, desensitizing them to all this stuff. But, I mean, now they've taken all pretenses away. It's just, yeah, we're going to have a show where we do torture.
Unbelievable. Are you familiar with that, Quiet Rage?
Yeah, I'm familiar with how they gave people power and did a test, and what, like 70%+ of people would actually torture people to death in order to do so.
It's amazing how it imitates in real life.
Yeah, tell folks the details of that.
Basically, what they did was they took two volunteers, two groups, just like this story you're reading today. Some were made guards, the other were made prisoners. And the people that were made the guards just assumed such a dictatorial power that, these people were bailing out the ones that were the prisoners within 24 hours because the treatment to them was just so bad that the people just totally went torture crazy.
They told them this is actually a government program. We're really going to torture them, hit the button and kill them. And they would hit the button believing they were killing people.
Now, isn't Stanford a little arm of our buddies of the Tavistock Institute?
Well, it is. And, I was going to bring this up. All over the country, England's doing big studies, quote, in torture. How do people fight back against torture? How did our troops in Vietnam not break under torture? They're finding the secrets to breaking people in torture in all these big British and U.S. studies that are going on right now. Very unethical, being paid for by our governments. And then, again, they got Threat Matrix 24, CSI Miami, on all these shows. People are getting chips under their skin. They're being tortured. They're being tortured to death. And then a show called Spooks in England, we put the transcript of the show up, one of their episodes. They torture the terrorist 8-year-old daughter, and then they're going to kill her to stop the terrorist. And the moral of the story is, torturing children is good. Thanks for the call.
Right.
It's just mass warping of the mind. And then it's to stop terrorists. But you just heard, during the last hour, the chief analyst of the CIA in the 1980s tell you that he thinks that if there's another terror attack, it's going to be the U.S. government doing it. Chief analyst for 8 years for Reagan at the CIA. And then we've had the chief liaison, his chief personal advisor, Ray McGovern, on talking about similar stuff. These are people, I was talking to the professor during the break, he goes, well, I consider myself to be a conservative. And I talked to, folks, I talked to admirals, I talked to generals. I mean, you've heard them on air, but I talked to them off air. And why they're calling me, I have no idea. And, I mean, these are people who just got out or currently in or, some of these are, pretty young people, 55, 60 years old. They're saying this. I mean, folks, if you've got a brain in your head, it's like Hitler's general staff, who'd gone along with it for a while. Finally, we're just going, man, this guy's completely insane. Once he, really got the death farms cooking, in the early 1940s. Because he started slow. I mean, a lot of people are going, man, what is going on? This is, this is crazy. And, but again, the mindless, drooling yuppies just think it's funny. They'll laugh at you. Wait till your kids get drafted. Just wait. And when your son or daughter comes back with their arms or legs blown off and they're not getting treatment, you'll be calling going, Alex, this is a couple of years from now, we're even on the air then. Alex, I used to laugh at you, but you're right, my little boy, they won't lie. And it's just, you might as well wake up now and stand with America. They're dismantling this country. every Bill Clinton program to attack free speech, Bush is expanding it. Remember Butch Reno going after pro-life demonstrators? Ooh, she's so bad, and she was. Now they arrest him and give him 47 years in prison. I mean, everything Clinton did, it's worse. But you listen to a neocon on the radio, you'll never know it. You'll never know it. And a lot of the deception's real simple. It's basically, we need the national ID card. The liberals are against it. Call Congress. Say you're for it. And then you look at the vote. The Democrats vote for it, and the only people who voted against it were Republicans. And maybe one Democrat in the Senate, and maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 in the House, but most of them were Republicans. So, see, it's very sophomoric. It's like rah-rah football team mentality. They're getting... It's just getting ridiculous. And I don't know. Radkin in Vermont. Radkin, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex. You're so awesome. I listen with bated breath as you question people, and then the pregnant pauses when their answer is off the wall. Like when he said, oh, I'm speaking of the CIA fellow Pelletier you just interviewed, and I wanted to ask him, but what I was saying is when he answered the question about or pro-offered that Osama was behind 911, I mean, I could hear you fall off your chair almost.
But then later he goes, well, the government's going to be behind the next one.
Well, how come he didn't realize that was the case of 9/11 too?
Well, he did say Bin Laden CIA.
Well, it was very reluctantly that he admitted to what you were getting out of him as the CIA connection.
Well, it took me years to wake up to the point I'm at. I mean, you know, these guys are having moral struggles right now.
Well, I wanted
to talk to these people off air.
I wanted to ask
a lot
him,
more.
I wanted to ask him how he felt safe to talk in the light of John O'Neill, who had leaked W199I to Greg Palast, and then was killed or maybe dead already.
Yeah, that was the deputy FBI director, yeah.
Right, but also...
Who told British TV the government's going to let Bin Laden attack us so they can get the oil in Iraq.
Yeah.
And that was his quote.
The Hegelian dialectic. I learned that from you guys. I wanted to ask him about Bill Colby. Do you remember Bill Colby? Apparently, he was head of the CIA, and apparently he was... one of 25 flag officers back in 95 that was going to charge Clinton with treason for having leaked...
Yeah, and then witnesses would say men would walk into military uniforms, gunshots, they'd walk in. Oh, the people committed suicide. Oh, they drowned in their canoe.
Yeah, they said he fell out of a canoe in the Potomac. Well, he had a place right down
the
road from me.
Look, he's the one, and I have this directly from the CIA, directly from the person that released the video, directly, and it's now been admitted, he's the guy that released the FLIR footage of them killing
footage?
The Davidians. And he just said, look, our government's not here to kill Americans, and I'm not going to be part of this. And so he had to go bye-bye.
No kidding. You've got that
footage. What are they going to do when everybody starts talking? See, that's the problem. They can't kill everybody.
They're doing a good job of it.
Yeah, they've killed now. It's like 50-something microbiologists. So.
I didn't know if the reception up here on shortwave is a little rough sometimes, but I didn't know if the biochemist had come up in your conversation with the CIA fellow.
Yeah, not with the last guest. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from
thanks.
You. I appreciate it. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead. Hello, Ron. Come on down. Ron, are you there? Okay, he's gone. Emmett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Emmett.
Yes, Alex, I hope you, of all the things you get, I hope you receive my Stamps CD of the Stamps Quartet singing.
I did get a CD. Tell me what it is.
It's a Stamps Quartet spanning from like 1958 till about 1978. The Stamps Quartet was a favorite of Elvis, by the way.
Okay, and then
to listen to it should make you very happy.
mean,
hey, I was in a major supermarket last Friday, and this mother had a boy there about a year and a half, another one about three, and she said to these two children, which were in one of those carts that looks like an automobile, get the rifle, And then she starts saying, shoot, shoot, shoot. And all the boys were laughing. She said, oh, you like that when I say shoot, shoot. What is the matter with this society?
Stay there. We'll be back.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, give me liberty or give me death. It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets, you've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working? You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. It's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of news I want to cover, so let's take a few more calls and we'll come back to calls later. Finishing up what you were saying, Emmett.
Yes. Well, that Stamps quartet they sing, once my day was gloomy as I traveled along, then I joined a Christian band, now my day grows brighter as I travel on. And every day keeps getting brighter as I travel on.
This is classic, yes. This
yeah,
is
a, all that was, all that is
I
so
haven't
happy.
Listened to it yet, but I like hearing you sing. Sing some more for
I try
us.
To sing bass and also the treble, you know. And But, hey, what's Tex Mars was going on this weekend about this? All the money from Iraq is being funneled into Israel. And I thought of what you said. We're made to think that Israel is getting rich off this money, but it's the British and rich American bankers.
Well, I mean, Israel, they're admittedly trying to build a pipeline into Israel to give them oil, and I wasn't familiar with them, and I know Israel gets a lot of money, so does Egypt, but I haven't heard the details, so I really can't comment.
Yeah,
listen, thanks for the call.
Get with your buddy Tex Mars.
Yeah, okay. I'll try to check it out. I appreciate it. Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, go ahead. Or Michigan. Go ahead. Always by the third hour, stuff just disintegrates with the calls. It just gets wild. I'm tempted to... It's weird. First and second hour, we take calls. It's all great. Everybody's there. It's all normal. Then we kind of descend into bonker land by the third hour. I may just start making the third hour news and guest because it's something else. Let's try Kevin in Colorado. Kevin, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Alex.
Yes, hello.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing a radio show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado, home of the now infamous Ward Churchill. Are you familiar with this guy?
Yeah, he's a big old tall guy, and he's an Indian or Native American rights activist.
Yeah.
He's pretty aggressive. And I've seen him do interviews with my friends here locally on TV, kind of gets in their face, which is fine. And I agree with some of what he has to say. I mean, I think what happened to Native Americans is wrong. But when he came out and said, Al-Qaeda attacked us because we're bad to indigenous people, he just plays into their plan. Al-Qaeda's CIA, you stupid punk. And the people that died in those towers didn't deserve what happened to them. You little weasel. And try to get in my face, Ward Churchill. You'll have a big problem, you punk. All right, go ahead.
You're something else, man. You know, I want you to think about something for a minute. I don't know if this is a connection or not, and it may be just a coincidence, but think about one of the last times the United States was duped into a major war. It was done in part by a guy named Winston Churchill. Now, I don't know if there's a connection here.
No, but Churchill, that's his Indian name. I mean, that was an English name, and somewhere down the line, you know, one of the Native Americans he's related to took the name of Churchill.
I personally think what he's trying to do, and this is just my opinion, I believe Ward Churchill is trying to create a race war. I just drove by CU coming back home from my workout, and I got to tell you, man, these socialist type, well, I don't know if you want to call them that, all these kids are just high-fiving everybody and all this stuff. It's like they're ready to go take up arms. You know, and it's like,
and that plays into their plan. And look, it makes me mad when somebody comes out with a comment like, well, the people that died there, you know, it's because they're evil and it's because, you know, they were part of the oppression of the third world. Folks, the globalists carried out 9/11. The globalists are using it as a pretext to invade and hurt those third world countries. And this guy plays right into it. Oh, it's a valiant, a bunch of them do. It's a valiant fight by the, the underclass. You know, that's more of that fake leftist garbage that was written up by the government. And look, the reason I get in Churchill's face is that, you know, I've seen the guy in action here in Austin. I mean, he is really an arrogant bully.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like bullies.
I don't either.
And that's why I don't like Schwarzenegger.
I
it just gets my, you know, my heckles up, you know, the, you know,
you
the dog
think,
gets mad, the, you know, the fur puffs out. I mean, when I just see one of these punks, it gets me mad.
Do you think Ward Churchill is in some way affiliated, either directly or indirectly, with the globalists?
I just think, you know, he's on a power trip, a little darling of certain groups, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just thinks he's God's gift to the planet. And
I think his
sickening statements, you know, about people who are dead makes me want to puke on him. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, that's all I can really say about Ward Churchill. I mean, he makes me sick. He plays into the hands of the neocons. Oh, look at this guy. See? He likes Bin Laden. See? Those that are against the war with Bin Laden. See? I mean, just... Maybe he knows what he's doing. I know some of these people do. We're not going to win this thing unless we come together. And, you know, to act like the 9/11 attacks were some indigenous revolt is disgusting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, welcome back. We have got about 26 minutes left. It's 33 minutes and 15 seconds into the third hour today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our Earth is being turned into a prison planet. We've had Congressman Ron Paul, our America's congressman, on, I don't know, probably 50 times over the years, but I'm honored to have his press secretary, Jeff Dice, on with us, one of the busiest men in America, who really passionately has been fighting with this, with the congressman, fighting against the expansion of the national ID card. The first national ID card passed in December of last year was bad enough, and it was, quote, to stop illegal aliens, and of course it actually gave waivers to them and started telling the states to accept their ID cards. Made it easier, quote, for terrorists to attack us. You can read Ron Paul's analysis of this at InfoWars.com, and he goes over the five things this does. It creates really a Pan-American ID card and more federal standardization. Just talking to Jeff during the break, and he was giving me a rundown. Jeff, good to have you on with us, and tell us what we're facing.
Well, what we're facing is, as usual, political doublespeak. What we're facing is a Trojan horse that walks and talks and sounds like immigration control, but in reality just applies to mostly to U.S. citizens, and the bad guys won't pay any heed to it at all.
And the congressman talked about that. He talks about how, you know, it's got, you know, this comment about, illegal aliens, but no enforcement. And when they passed, say, more Border Patrol in the last bill, then Secretary of Homeland Security takes that money out. And you were telling me during the break that Christian groups are out pushing this, that it's a lot of conservative groups have really bought this bait, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, unfortunately, yes. You know, on the Hill, we see a lot of the different groups represented sending out their emails, sending out their letters, et cetera. But, everyone should be aware this bill has nothing to do with the borders. It has nothing to do with that. It does not create any new border agents, et cetera. I mean, that stuff has all been nixed by the administration, even when Congress passes it. This bill has to do with...
Yeah, the White House wants total amnesty, and they've said it.
Yeah, but you got to say Bush has been pretty open about that. So this isn't about immigration at the end of the day. This is about ID cards for Americans.
Well, I heard a top neocon on the radio this morning saying, the Democrats are going to be mad. First Bush cuts the budget, actually expands it, but double thing.
Right.
And now he's going to stop the illegal aliens.
Yeah, well, he's not going to do that, and no one's even pretending that. This bill, unfortunately, has duped a lot of people on the right, a lot of Christian conservatives, because of the rhetoric. I mean, as you know, how many people really have the time or the inclination to know what's going on and read bills that, you know, and know what's going on the House floor from day to day amongst voters? It's pretty tough to keep up with. So they just tend to see what they do see is the rhetoric that comes out of the two parties.
Yeah, and it's not just that people aren't reading the bills. They tune into neocons to get their news and get intentionally lied to.
Sure, sure. But you start to have to ask yourself, do you want your state to issue you an ID that is a state ID in name only? It'll be a federal ID because it will be mandated by the feds what's on it. And do you really want to have that, which could potentially include biometric information, et cetera? And you're going to need that to deal with the federal government at any level, and that includes TSA for travel. So
this has been a long time coming, and
yes.
You know, you're a fellow Texan. What, in 93, Clinton put in the thumb scanners and face digital photos in Texas.
Right.
So we're way ahead of the curve now. The rest of the country is being ordered to put these in. This let's go blow by blow, if we can, through Ron Paul's comments in the analysis he put out last night. I want to get your comments. Number two, establish a federally coordinated database of personal information on American citizens with Canada and Mexico. Number three, use the new national ID card to track American citizens when traveling outside the U.S. and within the U.S. Four, redefine terrorism in broad new terms that include members of firearms rights and anti-abortion groups or other such groups as determined by whoever is in power. Five, authorize the Secretary of Defense of Homeland Security to unilaterally expand the information included in the driver's license, including such biometric information as retina scans and DNA information, and even radio frequency identification or RFID tracking technology.
Right.
Comments on those points?
Well, what it all boils down to is, no matter what anybody says, the effect of all of this is to make it a lot easier for the government to know where you are, where you're going, where you've been. And you have to step back and ask yourself, apart from the rhetoric, and look at the reality, is this a good thing or a bad thing? And I think anybody who cares about freedom agrees it's a very bad thing, and it's the hallmark. Domestic travel restrictions are a hallmark of authoritarianism. You find that historically in authoritarian countries, not quote-unquote free ones.
Well, it's a hallmark of serious despotism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's once again, it's Congress cowering to an administration and giving all sorts of power to the Homeland Security Secretary to do whatever he thinks, you know, is best at the time without the requirement that any new laws be passed. So that's the kind of thing my boss is always afraid of, that Congress should never give this open-ended unilateral power to administrative agencies like Homeland Security to make decisions that Congress doesn't even vote on, doesn't even approve one way or the other. I mean, you know, for all those Republican types out there, just remember, you know, that Republicans won't be in charge of the administration forever. You know, Hillary might be president in 08, and she can name whoever she wants as Homeland Security.
Or Lord Schwarzenegger.
Absolutely. People who think that they're going to be in power forever in Washington have very short memories.
Yeah, so even if folks are delusional and think Bush is this wonderful conservative, we're building mechanisms that are a dream for socialist Democrats.
Unquestionably, and if anyone accuses you or anyone else of crying wolf or being alarmist on this, you know what? It's a lot better to be crying wolf than to be proven 10 or 20 or 30 years later that you were right.
Forget 10 or 20 years with the TSA,
sure,
which this system's going to go into buses and cars and all different types of license and jobs. I've got Ridge on videotape saying it's going to be just like the airplanes, and if you've got some bad data out of these hundreds, and now they're saying thousands of different databases, a lot of it corrupted, you're not going to even be able to have a job. I mean, this is total control.
Absolutely. And it all takes place within the coming 2 years. States have 2 years to, quote-unquote, conform. And while you'd think in any sort of free country, states would be clamoring and very defiant about this federal mandate, this federal authority over them, states ought to be saying, hey, we set the standards for a driver's license. That's none of your business.
But most states had put this in a decade ago. I mean, most states already have this. Now what about this Pan-American Union situation, starting with Canada and Mexico, unifying the database there,
right?
And then on top of it, this comment out of the bill about DNA information.
Right. Well, the Pan-American aspect is, you know, it's supposed to be a North American homeland security device. And what it could mean is you know, that information goes to Mexican government officials. And as my colleague pointed out, imagine how corrupt some of them could be. And imagine how they could sell that to identity thieves. I mean, let's say your social, your address, you know, your birth dates, your birth records, all that sort of stuff.
The Mexican government isn't corrupt.
I mean, here we are giving this Homeland Security information to the very government that is most responsible for our Homeland Security problem. That actually
a narco-istic kleptocracy.
Sure, they encourage people to break our law and break our laws and come here illegally. They encourage it. They promote it.
They put out manuals.
Sure. So they're the last people on Earth we ought to be sharing our sensitive information with.
All right. When we talked to you this morning, you were saying we might be able to stop it. Now you're saying it looks like it's going to sail through the House, so the battle's going to be in the Senate. What do we do?
Well, I shouldn't say sail through, but I don't think there's enough Democrats and philosophical Republicans to defeat this in the House. But the number one thing to do is give your senators an earful and tell them that you don't want to be tracked and monitored.
Well, on top of it, Ron Paul here in his analysis says it doesn't do anything to stop the illegals, but it's being billed as that.
Right, and that's unfortunately the way things work up here. Things are often the opposite of what they appear or what they seem or how they're touted. But, you know, it's incumbent on all of us. I mean, I sure it's a tough road, but it's incumbent on all of us to call a spade and to the extent we can shine a spotlight on these people who vote for it.
It's amazing. I mean, the New Freedom Initiative, I mean, we know they passed it last year. Now the congressman in your office is fighting the funding of that. How's that going?
We're gaining some steam on that. We're actually pretty happy because a lot of kind of mainstream Republicans actually have joined us in our efforts. And some of the states where these nascent state programs have been created, most notably Texas and Illinois, we've been able to get a lot of members of Congress from both those states, including people like DeLay and Hastert, who are obviously big names, to join us in coming out against the program. Because if you talk to parents in states where these programs exist already, they hate it, and they make their congressmen aware of that. So that's a fight where we've really gotten out ahead of the curve, and for once we're fighting the creation of something rather than trying to get rid of something that's already created.
Well, I mean, take New Freedom. I mean, imagine if Bill Clinton said, we're going to forcibly psychologically test everybody from age 4 to 18, and then second phase, all pregnant women, with guidelines written by the drug companies. I mean, conservatives would pull their hair out. Bush doesn't. The neocons won't talk about it. They say it's good, unless you're a G. Gordon Liddy, who,
right,
God bless him,
right,
came out against it, and then they told him, hey, your radio show's gone.
Well, that's why partisanship is just anathema to freedom. You know, there's no other way to say it. If people don't have the simple integrity to see through what, you know, supposedly their guys are doing as opposed to the other side's guys, then that might go a long way to explaining the mess we're in.
Jeff, look, everybody I talk to is saying it. How do we get Ron Paul to run for governor in Texas?
Gee, that's a tough one. I guess first things first, you help him raise about $30 million. That's the reality.
But he's so wildly popular.
Statewide race.
He's so wildly popular, though.
Well, you know, Hutchinson may enter that race, and Bonilla has stated that if she does, he's gonna run for Senate. So, you know, there's a lot of people asking Ron also to consider that Republican Senate primary. But you know, I he did he's done a lot of campaigning in his day, and you know,
he can keep the House position and then run for the Senate race while keeping it. If he doesn't get it, he can stay in the House. He could run for governor and keep the House seat, couldn't he?
You sound like me talking to him. You know, shoot, I you know, everyone in this office wants him to run for anything he wants to.
So, well, why not? At least it gives him a bigger platform.
Yeah, well, I guess just keep asking him. That's all I can say.
Well, I mean, I think the governorship, I mean, the Senate would be a big deal, too, because he could really block things and
right.
bring things up in the Senate. But, I mean, just, and obviously a governor doesn't have a lot of power in Texas. The lieutenant governor really has it. But as a figurehead, he could, I mean, Ron Paul could do so much in the second most populous state economically, second most powerful as well. I mean, he could do a lot here and then use that governorship as a platform for something larger.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a good idea. All I can say is that stuff is up to him.
So, any tips on twisting his arm?
you'll have to send him an email, rep.paul@mail.house.gov.
And give us Ron Paul's different websites.
www.house.gov/Paul and www.thelibertycommittee, all one word, thelibertycommittee.org.
Getting out ahead of something, and then I'm going to let you go here in a minute because I know you're very busy, Jeff Dice. Again, the press secretary for Congressman Ron Paul, America's congressman, you know, that's my term for him. He's got the best voting record out there, bar none. How do we fight these national toll roads that the feds are manipulating the states to put in? And, of course, you know the nightmare in Houston and Austin and all the corruption there with the toll roads. Comments from Washington on that?
Well, the number one battle is to prevent this idea that all road funding has to be federal. You know, states have long ago just sort of shrugged their shoulders and relinquished control to the feds when it comes to road money, and they're all addicted to this transportation money.
And it's not free money. We send a dollar to them, and 30 cents comes back.
Absolutely, and especially a state like Texas that's upside down in the equation, unlike a welfare client like D.C. that gets a lot more than it pays. You got to reject the governmental solutions and start promoting things like private roads and private property and don't let governments just feel like they can pave a big swath from Mexico to Canada across our country.
Last question: the congressman said we were going to fail in Iraq. I mean, he said that a year and a half ago in a speech he gave here in Austin. That's in my film, The Matrix of Evil. He laid out what was going to happen, and now it's happening. What do you see happening in Iraq? What's the congressman saying?
Well, he thinks we should get out now. You know, everyone wants to say, well, now we can't get out because there would be civil war and blah, blah, blah. And he disagrees with that. He says we've done enough harm.
There is a civil war.
Absolutely. And if it was a mistake to go in, then it's also a mistake to stay in. So he would like to see authority turned over to whoever's going to end up governing there. It's not the United States' place to occupy or run Iraq.
Now, in the final equation, H.R. 418, still call your House members, but go ahead and start calling the Senate. We don't have an companion bill number yet, but it's
right.
going to the Senate. We
right.
could defeat this beefing up of the national ID card there.
And the final vote on the House side on this bill will likely not be till tomorrow. So there's still some time to make a phone call to your House people.
Because then at least they know we're watching them.
Right, absolutely.
All right, Jeff Dice, thanks a million for coming on, and I want to get the congressman on in the near future.
Sure, you bet. Thanks a million.
God bless. All right, there goes Jeff Dice, folks. Just a great guy. He is just working tirelessly with the congressman to fight all of this. And speaking of Matrix of Evil, it's a two-hour video, and about 30 minutes of it is different. An interview I did with Ron Paul, parts of a speech he gave, where he says those that want to build world government run Washington, and where he talks about what's happening with the economy, where he gets into the Iraq war. This is a real conservative, you know, most conservative voting record, where he breaks down all the facts. And then it's Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, Frank Morales, so many other experts on the New World Order and the police state. It's a great video. $25.95, but if you buy one copy of that and two other videos, they all drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount. So get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Get Matrix of Evil. Get these videos. And I've got a 9/11 special where you get four 9/11 films and a full-length 300-plus page book. So 9-plus hours of video and a 300-plus page book for $59.95. You can give it as gifts and wake folks up. And I got deals where you buy One Road to Tyranny for $24.95, almost 3 hours long, the preeminent 9/11 film. Each additional copy, $5.95. And your purchase also makes this show possible, folks, and we do need your support. So if you procrastinated, you haven't taken action, go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, and look at the different specials, watch free clips of the films, and order today. InfoWars.com if you're online, or call toll-free right now, folks, 1-888-253-3139. And quite frankly, we also need your support. You know, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't the case. I rarely say that. We do need your support. 1-888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can sign up for 15 cents a day and watch all the films and read the books online and get the weekly TV show, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, stay with us. The final segment coming up.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, one more little comment on the videos. We have George Humphrey's excellent two-hour 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It's a wonderful video. The same editor that helped me make Matrix of Evil and Police State 3 Total Enslavement, the quality of those, helped George make this film. And it's just excellent, $19.95 for that. And then you get three copies. Well, you get one copy of 85-page color booklet the accompanying booklet. With that, when you get a second copy, I think it's like $9.95 for a second copy, then you get three of the color booklets. So there's a special on that as well, and Eric Hupschman's video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, we have that as well. So go to InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139 to get those. I mean, we need you to get the films and get them out to people, make copies of my films, put them on Access TV, educate others. I mean, folks, we're facing serious tyranny already, and it's just going to get worse until we expose who the terrorists are. And it's already happening. People all over are realizing what's happening. You heard the former top CIA analyst saying the government's probably going to be behind a terror attack in America in the last hour. I mean, people are finally starting to come out of the woodwork, you know, come out of the shadows to expose this. All right, I'm sure you know that a car bomb exploded in Madrid. A car bomb has exploded here in Madrid Conference Center, injuring at least 31 people. We covered this in the first hour, but it's important to recap it. Before a royal visit, Spanish police say a caller claimed to be from the Basque militants, ETA, told a newspaper the group was planning to explode a device in the city. The blast occurred at 8:30 Greenwich Mean Time near the Juan Carlos Convention Center, so about 3 in the morning here, on the proposed venues for Madrid's 2012 Olympic bid. Spain's King Juan Carlos and Queen Sophie had been due to visit the center. Well, this continual tribal warfare going on between the Basque and the Spanish, just like we got tribal warfare between the Palestinians and Israelis, it's never going to stop, no matter what we do. I guess until one group just disappears. World Cup 2006, abuse for mega surveillance project, this out of the Register. Germany's football authorities have been accused of Big Brother tactics over their decision to incorporate RFID chips into tickets for World Cup 2006. Around 3.7 million tickets are to be sold in four online sales rounds, the last of 15 April 2006. In the first sales, around 160,000 fans applied for 1 million tickets covering all 64 matches. To apply for a ticket, you have to give your name, address, nationality, which team you want to support, and your bank details. You must also supply your ID, your passport number, and your birthday. Wow. Assuming you're successful, you receive a fully personalized ticket containing your RFID chip that enables authorities to check the ticket against your passport. Very little identification resides on the chip. The identity check is conducted against a database of the German Football Association. And that's going to be life here in America. You try to go to Disney World or SeaWorld, they hand scan you all over the country. But the borders are wide open. Interesting article here out of USA Today, how Hollywood is propagandizing for the military and the police state. You might want to go read that. And Bush said it's uniquely American to hold three jobs, and it's good that more Americans are having to work three jobs. Yeah, it's good that people can't raise their children at the state and the television can do that. Very, very dangerous trend that we're facing. A fifth state is on the verge of passing a law to limit Patriot Act. And that's Arizona. An unusual alliance of conservatives and liberal state lawmakers wants Congress to limit the federal government's eavesdropping. And if they don't do it, the state may do it. We are flat out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. And we'll always be checking you out and fighting the New World Order. You can always go check out what we're doing at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So join us in the fight. God bless. Hello.